Hello and welcome to our best attempt at a radio show. This is Alex Bird.
My name is Hugh.
And we are broadcasting live from the unceded traditional and ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish peoples. And
yeah,
we're going to be hanging out with you guys for an hour here, talking about music, talking about current events in the music industry
and
the stuff we've been listening to. And because it's that time of year, we'll probably get into some Spotify Wrapped conversations because, you know, it's mandatory. Mandatory. It's what's on everyone's minds.
All right.
How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just got my Spotify Wrapped. Pretty much exactly what I expected of it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can go into that right away.
Yeah, you want to start there? You want to start on a personal note?
Should we? Yeah, why not? So, five-time king of my Spotify Wrapped, Drizzy Jake, reigns supreme again.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no question about it for me, man.
Yeah.
I kind of can... I'm definitely a certified Aubrey. Totally an Aubrey. And there, I can make, like, I can find any Drake song for any Sith scenario. Man, mm-hmm. This person's...
What are you laughing at?
Just the person outside can hear what we're saying.
Hey, don't worry about it.
My top song, your favorite song, was Falling Back. I really loved Honestly Nevermind.
Which is just such a rancid opinion.
Damn.
In my opinion, I haven't listened to that record as much as you have. You know, I haven't given it perhaps as much of a chance as you have, but just every single time it's, you know, you're like, "Oh, listen to Falling Back, man. It's so good." He hits those melodic notes so well. And then I turn it on, and what I hear is the equivalent of Nails on a Chalkboard.
Man.
I just hear Drake's version of Nails on a Chalkboard.
I mean, all the stars kind of aligned for me with that drop. Like, I was kind of just hitting the club scene, and I was really getting into, like melodic house. We'll be generous. We'll call it melodic house. So all the stars kind of aligned, and, you know, Drake's already my guy, so... Almost forced myself to like it, but at the end of the day, I really do like that album.
Okay. Well, you know, disagreement is what makes discourse entertaining.
Yeah. My probably not my last, but my first hot take, or I guess my second according to you, is that that's, Honestly Nevermind, is definitely my favorite album this year.
I mean, that aligns with everything I know about you and about what you've been enjoying. I mean, for me, again, if anyone knows me, you know I'm a Kendrick Lamar guy. That's my man.
Yes,
and he was number one. He occupied four out of my five top five songs.
Okay,
which is kind of...
Run those down. Tell me your top.
I feel like it's probably kind of an indictment on me as a music listener, but...
Why is that?
Because it's very limited in scope.
Not really. But that, I assume they're all from Mr. Morale?
Yeah, well, it's Savior and 95... Family Ties,
hey.
Into Club, 50 Cent,
what? Break,
breaking up the really? Monotony, and then All Right, because that classic. Is one of the, yeah, classic song.
Okay, so my first question is, so In the Club by 50 Cent.
I got into 50 Cent this year, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And In the Club's your favorite song?
No, I would say Many Men is my favorite song. But, In the Club's the first one, right, that I think you listen to when you want to get it, when you are getting into 50 Cent. It basically, the way the 50 Cent thing went for me was the Super Bowl halftime show was when I was like, oh, wait, I know that Fami in the Club.
But,
like, I know what.
Ceiling?
Yeah, and he was saying, which is a reference to the original music video of that song.
I haven't seen that. That Super Bowl show was dope.
No, it was super dope.
Shout out SoCal.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was really fun. And then from that. That song, a lot of those old songs of their, you know, Still Dre, Next Episode, Into Club, made it back onto the little Spotify charts. And then,
really?
Yeah, they did. And I enjoy, I haven't listened to those as much as I used to, but like I do have a tendency to listen to like the Canada Top 50 on Spotify and all that stuff. So I was listening to that, and then Inda Club would come on because it's part, because it was boosted from the Super Bowl. And I was like, hey, this is pretty good. I like
this
a lot.
That is a classic track.
It is a classic track. And then that was just the conduit to it being number four.
So your number one song was Savior?
Yes.
How many times did you stream it?
77.
That's it?
Yeah.
I guess that's a lot.
It is a lot. When they give you those the most streamed song numbers, it's always a little lower than I expect.
I mean, for reference, Falling Back. I mean, I can't even believe that to talk about this, but Falling Back, I streamed it 92 times.
Yeah, but that's only like 15 times more than me.
I know,
which isn't in the grand scheme of things that much more. So,
dude, yeah, but. Speaking about that Kendrick album, what are your thoughts? You're more into it, or since dove deeper than I have,
it's great. Like,
it's great.
I don't know if this is really the. It's kind of a weird time to do a Mr. Morale review, considering it's been like almost what it came out in May. It's December. It's been 7 months.
Came out in May.
Yeah.
And your favorite song, I assume, is Savior.
Yeah, it's Savior.
Would you be shocked if I told you my favorite song was Die Hard?
No, because Die Hard's like top.
It's like the pop hit.
No, but it's one of my favorite songs on the album too. It's really, really, really good.
Yeah, dude. The features hold their weight. Yeah. I don't even know who the female singer is, but shout out
Blast.
LA's finest, baby.
Blast and it's like Amanda.
Amanda Reefer?
Yes. Her first name's Amanda, that's all I know for sure, and her last name starts with an R. But yeah, Mr. Morale was great, evidently, considering my top two songs.
So that's your top album this year?
I think it has to be.
All right.
I think it has to be.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to anything else this year that, like, grabbed me as much. Any new records that came out that grabbed me as much.
Any disappointments? Anything you expected to grab your heart? Like, I can go into this because maybe this is just, like, with the gift of hindsight and retrospect, but I really, like, if I'm thinking about Don FM compared to All the Weeknd's other works, it might be my least favorite project of his.
I really enjoy Don FM.
Oh, it's still amazing.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean...
I think it's just more of a testament to
how
The Weeknd.
Yeah. Super excited for the third part of that quote-unquote trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea where he's going to go with it. Because he kind of was in like this quote-unquote horror thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had like the bloody nose with glasses.
And then the next album is like about his death.
Yeah. And then I guess the third one is maybe...
Afterlife.
Coming through that and coming into the light.
Well, my guess is that it's like after... My guess with that, it would be like the afterlife. Like,
wonder what that's gonna sound like.
The Weeknd,
man,
making an album from the perspective of him being a dead man.
Weeknd and Max Martin, baby.
Oh boy!
Shout out to titans of the industry.
Yes.
Man, I mean, I'm looking at Don FM's track list right now,
mm-hmm.
and I have about 10 songs liked.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a badge of honor for me. Like, I don't. This is on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like songs a lot because I kind of just go to albums and listen to them. But, I mean, maybe me saying that this is my least favorite project of his is
out of line? A step too far?
Maybe. Because there is Kissland.
is Kissland one of the trilogies?
No. That's House of Balloons.
Anyway, what era, what time, when did Kissland come out?
Kissland came out after... Kissland was like, it might have been his studio debut. It was like still hardcore R&B.
That was the one in between Trilogy and Beauty Behind the Madness. Okay, yeah. So, and yeah, that makes sense.
You definitely never listened to it, have you?
No. I have not listened to The Weeknd's discography as intimately as you have.
Yeah?
No.
Shout out Trilogy, though.
Yes.
You have to listen to Trilogy, dude.
I know. From what I've heard, it sounds... about what I would expect it to sound, but that's also like what you want.
What do you expect it to sound like?
Because, I mean, that era in his life was like very like party-y and like druggy and like just being kind of a bad person, but like
morally dubious, maybe.
Morally dubious, in a weird, not in a best state.
Reckless, man.
Yeah, reckless. Doing reckless things. And so the song topics of like, you know, after party and then meet me at the party and then the after party, whatever that song is. Yeah, and just like the second part is If Memory Serves, like a little more like, oh man, I've done too much. I'm gassed. I'm ruined.
I think that's just kind of I like Trilogy the most because it seems like it is the I think it's like the most he has like sole creative input on almost.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like such deep R&B.
Yeah.
It's like solely R&B. There's nothing pop. Every song is like 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's my favorite. Everything is... There's like no features too, which there's like a Juicy J feature in there maybe. I think there actually even is a Drake, but... yeah, the first disc is so... That must be... House of Balloons. So good. Every song in there I love.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it right now, wow. It's truly 10 out of 10. Do you remember that, like, Bill Clinton gif where you would, like, put, like, the four albums?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was thinking about how stupid mine was back then. Let me see if I can find it. Because the other day I was going through my camera roll and I had saw that I had screenshotted someone who had put Akon in all four.
Nice.
And I was like, damn, what would I do now? And House of Balloons would... definitely be in that. Like I enjoy House of Balloons to that extent.
Yeah. Mine is honestly like the thing I made for that when that was the whole trend of like the Bill Clinton sitting on a why is Bill Clinton sitting on a bed with headphones on looking kind of sad with four records around him. I don't know why that image exists in the world, but that was like the trend during like the early stages of a COVID lockdown that everyone was into. Yes. That was. And I think mine would honestly be about the same. I would put similar records.
See, mine back then was Beauty Behind the Madness.
Mm-hmm.
I Love It When You Sleep, For You're So Beautiful Yet So Unaware.
Yeah.
Dirty Sprite 2.
Hey.
Dirty Sprite 2 and I can't remember the other one I put. But now it would be like Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde, Random Access Memories, House of Balloons, and Currents, probably, by Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Or maybe Die Lit.
You would put Die Lit in there right now?
Not right now. Die Lit was a moment, though.
Oh, for sure.
Speaking of Die Lit.
What about it?
Speaking of The Weeknd.
Yes.
Maybe we should play some Weeknd tracks.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely get into a Weeknd track.
What's your favorite track off of Don FM?
How do I make you love me?
That's your favorite?
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna play that. So
right, we're getting into it. So everybody get ready for Mr. Abel Tesfaye, aka The Weeknd. We are getting into his song.
This is How Do I Make You Love Me?
How Do I Make You Love Me by The Weeknd.
In your mind, I'll fix you mushroom tea and cross the restless sea. Release yourself to escape reality. It doesn't faze you. I need a breakthrough. I only want what's right in front of me. It's quite unusual. Seeking approval, begging for it desperately. Thank you. don't have to hide. Forget about what your daddy said, I'll teach you how to shine. And all the things you tolerated made you cold inside. But I can light you up again like embers of a fire. It doesn't faze you, I need a breakthrough. I only want what's right in front of me. It's quite unusual, seeking approval, begging for it desperately. I say, how do I make you love me?
CITR is powered by Guayaki Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaki Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaki is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaki.com. GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Cleveland-based indie rockers Cloud Nothings are gearing up to commemorate the 10th anniversary of their landmark album, Attack on Memory, by bringing it live to you in Vancouver at the Biltmore on Sunday, December 4th. Tickets available on admitone.com.
And we back, and we back, and we back.
That was How Do I Make You Love Me by The Weeknd off of Dawn FM.
Yes, sir.
What we just said was possibly his worst project.
What you just said was possibly his worst project. Don't associate me with this discourse.
It's definitely not worse than Kiss Lamb, which is still awesome.
Yeah.
There's also Jim Carrey, like some Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he's a part of the project. He's got some interludes and some spoken pieces towards the back end, which is always good to have Jim Carrey. I think that Jim Carrey's Canadian, right?
Yeah, he's a six man.
Hey, I mean, most of our celebrities are six men.
Really?
What about
Van City Reynolds?
Okay, yeah, we got Van City Reynolds. We got Seth Rogen. We got CITR's own Nardwar.
Oh, yeah.
As a Vancouver celebrity, you know. We do have some, but, I mean, it's hard to compete with Toronto. That's the media center. The most populous city, hard to compete.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of Toronto,
yes.
Earlier today, I had compiled a list of Drake and Kanye albums.
Insane.
Maybe we won't talk about Kanye today, or no. Actually, maybe we should. Maybe we should talk about it in a different light.
Yeah. Would you rather just do that? No, I don't really want to do that.
You just gloss over him.
Yeah, well, Now we've brought it up. If you haven't seen, which you probably haven't because it's... You can't. I mean, you have to be into a certain thing. Maybe you have seen it. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you just try to avoid anything this guy ever says ever. Because honestly, I couldn't blame you. Kanye West is insane.
Yeah, he went on InfoWars, hosted by the infamous Alex Jones, and said some stuff you can't ever take back.
Yep.
Which he
basically just made Alex Jones look like a rational and sane human being, which is hard to do. It's hard to get on a show with a guy who was ordered by the courts to pay out $1 billion to...
He's the only man not unbanned by Elon Musk on Twitter.
Yeah. Ordered by the courts to pay $1 billion for the garbage things he said about Sandy Hook victims. And then you go on that show with that guy and he seems like the reasonable person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
One of my favorite things ever is that meme of Alex Jones running across the street and falling.
Oh, God.
Have you seen that? He's like, get over here.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that.
Alex Jones. There's no, we don't need to talk about Alex Jones anymore.
No, we can talk about the fall of Kanye West.
Yeah. So, I guess briefly, man, what happened to him?
I don't know. It started... I would date it back to like
Yeezus.
You'd go that far
back? Because like that's where like Yeezus was the first time I was like, what is this guy talking about or saying?
Well, I don't think he says anything outlandish on Yeezus.
No, not on Yeezus.
Okay, well he says funny. Actually, he says a lot of things outlandish on Yeezus, but they're outlandish in like a Kanye West is funny way. Aha! Look at Kanye.
Yeezus comes out when 2013.
Yes, 2013.
Okay, so. We're still pretty much kids, but I remember thinking, whoa, Kanye West is saying some weird stuff, because 808s was what got me, like, what got me super into Kanye. I remember hearing Heartless on the radio and Amazing. Mm-hmm. And then, as a kid, you just kind of forget, and then Yeezus comes out, and I remember being like, oh, this
is... Stop putting your hand over your mouth when you talk.
Oh, and I was thinking, oh, this is weird.
It is a very weird and experimental album. I was going to say, like, 2016 was, I think, when... The fall began. Like it was a slow, you know, it wasn't a very steep decline, but it was certainly a decline nonetheless. Because I think that Life of Pablo, there was like a whole bunch. He had some random beefs about like the name of the album, if memory serves.
So what is that? I still to this day don't know what the Life of Pablo stands for.
Well, I think it's like Escobar, two other notable Pablos in history. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I was going to...
I love that album, actually.
No, it's a great album. I was just going to mention Famous and the whole Taylor Swift thing as, like, him...
Okay, but that was, like, 2011, man.
No, that... Sure, he did that in, like, 2009 or whatever it was. But I'm saying, on the song Famous, I made that famous. And then there was the whole, oh, my goodness, Kanye just called Taylor Swift the B word. You know, that's a whole thing. And then... Because then he's saying something that's like outlandish and directed about another celebrity, about another person in the industry. And then
did she ever respond to that? I had no idea.
She did respond. I think she said that she didn't mind the...
I mean, she has to know she's not in the wrong, and he's just kind of wilding.
Yeah. No. Or
certifiably wilding.
She did give Kanye his permission to be like. About most of that line, but I think it was just the calling her bitch that was the issue for her, being like, I didn't allow you to refer to me by that term on your song. Sure, you're allowed to bring this thing up, but don't say that about me.
Okay, so that's...
And then it gets into 20, and then we get into 2018, the Trump support, the Wyoming exile.
Yeah. All the major beefs that came from that.
Mm-hmm. And then we get into 2020.
And then he goes through that Jesus is King phase, gospel
choir. Oh, yeah. Which is like...
I feel like it almost redeemed him.
Well, I think...
There was a sense of he was moving in the right direction, at least.
Yeah, I think it was a sense of... He's like, he's doing something completely different, but at least he's, like, following God.
Yeah, that's kind of like, oh, well. Now his reputation's forever in tatters.
Yeah, and then Donda. And then with Donda, I had optimism coming out of that record.
It's a good record, man.
Because it's a good album, and he didn't, like, say anything untoward about anybody. It had good songs. It was like, okay, Kanye West can probably, it's probably okay. He can still do it. He can still make a good album, even if it's incredibly bloated. But, like, he's collaborating extensively, so on and so forth. And then, the divorce happens.
Yeah, that kind of marks the end. Like, mm-hmm. That's where his sanity just, or his sanity goes off the cliff.
Donda's passing is like the very, very beginning of his sanity starting to fade.
I feel like was always in question. I started to call it into question from Yeezus.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why I brought Yeezus up.
Yeah.
Like you said, I mean, Taylor Swift is more just like a terrible decision.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean as a terrible decision?
Like that's like, I don't really question his sanity and his.
It's just a poor decision.
And his coherence. Yeah, it's just a poor decision. The Trump stuff is weird. I don't know if we need to get into that.
No.
There's probably some different reason than we think. And then this.
Because you can come back from supporting Donald Trump in 2018.
Like Lil Pimp.
Lil Pimp? Lil Pump?
He calls him Lil Pimp once, but.
Oh, no. I mean, Lil Pump has nothing to come back from. That guy's in the dumpster anyway, but. and then the divorce from Kim Kardashian is the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
And he's just been off.
Holy crap.
He's not even a shadow of the guy who made Graduation anymore. Like, he's not even a shadow. There's no remnant. It's just like that Kanye is in the ground, covered in dirt. Grass has already grown on top of it. People are just walking about it, doing their normal daily thing. Like, you can't redeem yourself at this point. Getting on InfoWars and saying, I like Hitler. Kanye West said that, not me. Getting on InfoWars and saying stuff like that, it's impossible. He's tanked his reputation, and this is like part of his legacy as an artist now. He could have gone out.
Yeah, that's what is.
He could have gone out as, if he'd never said a word after the release of Donda, if he just dropped Donda and shut up.
Yeah, but there's no way he doesn't say a word.
No, he's Kanye, of course. Divorce.
Because everyone's already like, whoa, dude's kind of shaky here. Like, this could go horribly wrong. And I don't think the divorce, what blew him up, it was like the whole Pete Davidson thing that kind of exploded.
Well, it was, the divorce, and then she gets with another, and then she's with another man.
And they're not even together anymore.
They're not even together anymore because Pete Davidson can't keep a girlfriend for longer than 6 months.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Except he proposed to Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and they were engaged.
That's tough.
They were going to get
married. That's an insane fumbled bag. And he just comes back from it better and better every time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he's like Hollywood's like fallback guy.
Oh no!
Like if you get out of a tough relationship or something, you just go to Pete Davidson's house and say, "Hey, man, look, can we spend some time together?" Okay. So, in order to, I guess, transition out of this conversation about Mr. West, about his former glory. We are going to play the song Crack Music off of his album Late Registration, which came out in 2005, a time when he was in a much better state creatively and mentally. And the themes and topics discussed in that song, make sure you're playing the clean version, the themes and topics discussed in that song are a whole lot different than the sort of stuff he's into now, and I think it provides a nice juxtaposition for where we're going here. So, this is Crack Music by Kanye West on Late Registration. That's that crack music, that real black music, black music. That's that crack music, crack music, that real black music. We'll be right back.
answers. Ronald Reagan cooked up an answer. You hear that? What Gil Scott was hearing when our heroes and heroines got pissed on heroin with crack. Raised the murder rate in D.C. and Maryland. We invested in that. It's like we got Merrill Lynch. And we've been hanging from the same tree ever since. Sometimes I feel the music is the only medicine. So we cook it, cut it, measure it, bag it, sell it. The fiends cop it. Nowadays they can't tell us that's that good. We ain't sure, man. Put the CD on your tongue. Yeah, that's pure, man. That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music. Gone. The mothers is hardly home, and the mighty gones lock us up in the Audi home. How the Mexicans say we just trying to party home. They want to pack us all in a box like styrofoam. Who gave Saddam anthrax? George Bush got the answers. Back in the hood, it's a different type of chemical. Arm and Hammer, bacon, soda, raise they whole quota. Right when our soldiers ran for the stove, cuz. Dreams of being hope and went from being a broke man to being a dope man to being a president. Look, there's hope, man. It's that inspiration for the Mo's and the folks, man. Shorty come and see his mama straight overdosing. And this is the soundtrack. This is the type of music that you make when you round that. Crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roaster's Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
All right.
And we back.
That was Crack Music by Kanye West featuring The Game off of
Late Registration.
From way back in 2005.
Yep. When he was a much different man.
Yeah. Featuring The Game. Shout out The Game.
Is it? I didn't even know it was featuring The Game. I don't know.
I couldn't tell you a single Game song.
Hate It or Love It. The Underdog's on top. And I'm going shine, homie, until my heart stops. Go ahead, envy me.
Okay, you it's know a, The Game.
It's just a song with 50 Cent that I like. Back when, I think he was in G-Unit.
The Game was in G-Unit?
I think he was.
I thought G-Unit was only East Coast guys, like New York guys.
Well, I might be wrong. It's highly likely that I'm wrong, but I think I think there was, like, the original G-Unit, and then there was, like, 50 Cent's, like, after he blew up, like, G-Unit, like, label. Like, I think he tried to expand it a bit, and yeah. I think The Game might have been a part of that. Don't quote me on this. But anyway.
Game, to me, is, like, part of a bygone era. Like, I don't know. I just don't really listen to L.A. street music. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, maybe it's still a thing.
Yeah. Certainly, you're not getting people like The Game or N.W.A. or
Roddy Ricch was
people coming up
the
like
last
that.
One.
Yeah, and
the downfall of Roddy Ricch is crazy.
Right. Yeah, the Roddy Ricch fall off is a whole other conversation that we could have.
I mean,
which I'm not prepared to have that conversation. No. So
I mean, at least it's not like DaBaby. Like Roddy Ricch still has like an obvious set of skills he could use.
Mm-hmm.
His formula, he just needs to change the formula because every song sounds the same.
Yeah. No, Roddy Ricch is definitely talented.
Yeah.
As opposed to the aforementioned DaBaby.
Walking garbage can, man. But
let's go.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about specifically rappers. To me, it feels like the rappers who were famous before high school, when I started high school in 2016, the people who came out of that, the rappers who were still relevant after high school were just the same ones who were relevant before, plus Lil Baby. And maybe Gunna. But so many people blew up and came down. Like, by the time that happened, yeah. Roddy Ricch was gone. Trippy Red was gone. All those mm-hmm. guys. Playboi Carti has, like, his niche fans.
Yeah.
He'll never, like, be irrelevant, but he's not, like, in the spotlight anymore.
No.
And, like, 21, J. Cole, mm-hmm. Drake, who else?
21 was not relevant before we started high school.
No,
though.
Correct.
Yes,
he was.
No, wait, not really. He came up in 2016. It was the same time as Lil Baby and Gunna and freaking Trippie Redd and all those guys.
I thought that the original Savage. Okay, it is 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but it's before we entered high school. And I remember the first time I heard this guy.
I was in high school
insane.
In 2015 because we came from different educational systems. So the structure of things is different. So I was in high school, Hugh.
Anyways.
What should I say about that?
What'd you think of Savage Mode back in 2016, man?
I did not listen to it.
Have you listened to it since?
No.
What?
Which is kind of an insane thing to say because 21's one of my guys, but I've not listened to it in full. So I don't really need feel... I can't really have a conversation about that album. But, I mean, I think you did bring up an interesting thing that we could mention is the amount of people who came up and fell off.
Is that just because hip-hop is so brutal?
They didn't fall off because of like the brutality of the genre. They fell off because they didn't have any actual skill. They didn't have anything to bring to the table that made them unique. They just sort of rode the same trend as everybody else.
Correct. Okay, so what just came to mind and something that I think is so crazy is I saw that Trippy Red, who didn't release a project in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he did a deluxe. He used to do like 4 a year.
Yeah,
he streamed 1.5 billion. He had 1.5 billion streams this year.
Wow.
I don't understand that. Like, there's just no... I mean, I was like... I remember when Trippie Redd first blew up. I remember Love Scars was like my favorite song for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love that. But the appeal just kind of goes away when it's obvious that, one, he's freestyling everything.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the topics are razor thin because it's just whatever's on his mind.
Yeah.
And three, it's just the same formula.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he switches like his in complexion or however he speaks.
He doesn't switch up his complexion. You mean his inflection?
His inflection.
His complexion stays the same.
No, yeah, he's a fool, but out of all of those SoundCloud rappers, I mean, I don't think 21 is a SoundCloud rapper.
Wasn't he? Like, on SoundCloud, at least? Isn't that all you need to be considered a SoundCloud rapper?
I think
rapper?
I mean,
he was a mumble rapper. Like, he gets...
They're kind of the same thing. Yeah, he's also the last mumble rapper.
People, yeah, put them in the same, under the same umbrella. I think you're right. He would be the last mumble rapper.
I mean, XXL... Like, the XXL 2016 freshman class is considered, like, this goated class.
I think it's only goated because the freestyle's great.
I mean, if I tell you these guys, back then, this is an insane group of people. 21 Savage, yeah. Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty, Kodak Black, Anderson Paak, Lil Dicky, Dave East. I actually don't know who that is.
Lil Dicky.
Designer, Denzel Curry, and G Herbo.
That is still a pretty great...
Now,
collection of people.
Obviously, 21 is still popping.
Yes. Kodak Black is hanging out occasionally.
Dicky's gone. Davey's gone. Designer gone.
Lil Dicky, doesn't he have like a TV G-Herbo. Show now?
Oh, on like Hulu?
I think he's got a show. Apparently, it's actually pretty good from what I've heard. So he's doing something.
Who's your favorite out of these? Out of 21, Lil Uzi, Yachty, Kodak, 21. Anderson .Paak. 21.
Yeah. Well, Anderson .Paak's great as well.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, I understand that. Lil Uzi Vert has also had plenty of staying power from that era.
Yeah. Speaking of Anderson .Paak, why don't we play my favorite song featuring Anderson .Paak?
Okay.
This is Leave the Door Open.
Oh,
Silk Sonic, a.k.a. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Just trying to get one last track in here one before we have to go in 7 minutes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's do it. I kind of was expecting you'd go with, well, I don't know. Doesn't matter. You can play what you want, of course. All right.
This is Leave the Door Open. Anderson .Paak, Bruno Mars. that was Leave the Door Open by Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, a.k.a. Silk Sonic, from their debut duo record. An Evening with Silk Sonic.
Yes, not their debut record. They've had many before.
Yes, their debut duo record. Anyways, I'm Hume.
I am Alex.
And this has been Music on the Menu.
Yep, we are out of time here. It's 4:58. Got to get out of here at the top of the hour.
And we'll sign off with a old school Drake deep cut. This is CC's interlude off of Thank Me Later. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes.
All night I've been staring. Can you tell I want you? Can't be too wide open. There's nothing I won't do. Just thought you should know this when you start to laugh, saying I just want what I can't have. Won't even give me a chance, claiming I'm just not as serious as you. Shawty, if you only knew this is serious. Claiming I'm not as serious as you. Shawty, if you only knew.